step up your school drop-off game, because this week's discovery battles for mom supremacy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. When people talk about mean girls, they're usually talking about teenagers. But in That's What Frenemies Are For, authors Sophie Littlefield and Lauren Gershell follow the adventures of a bunch of mean mommies in Manhattan, showing that frenemies aren't just for teens. The story is set in the poshest of Manhattan communities. Socialite and mom of two, Julia Summers, is used to being a trendsetter, but lately her star has dimmed. Things get even grimmer when an accident at their home in the Hamptons means that she'll have to spend the summer in the city, away from friends. But when Julia steps into boutique gym Flame and meets spin instructor Tatum, she finds a new project. And she sets out to transform Tatum into Manhattan's new fitness star to boost her own profile in the process. Of course, you don't have to live in Manhattan or be fabulously rich to relate to this story. Any woman who's attended a school function will recognize the mommy power struggle. Really, though, if you're familiar with the pressures and the judging and the backstabbing, this doesn't exactly make for a fun and relaxing read. You'll feel Julia's pressures and anxieties, and her relentless determination to be admired by both her young spin instructor and the other queen bees is absolutely exhausting to follow. She puts all of her effort into making herself fit and hip and stylish, and she's so focused on putting all of the other moms back in a position beneath her that she loses sight of what's really important. And it's hard to root for a character who's so relentless in her mission to be better than everyone else. Granted, through the process, Julia learns some important lessons, but it isn't easy to endure all of the selfishness and dangerous mistakes to get there. But is it worth fighting your way up this mommy hierarchy? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. While moms will definitely understand the drama, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll enjoy reliving it in the pages of your poolside summer read. Instead of getting caught up in this literary mom drama, you might want to pick up something lighter and fluffier instead. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. That's What Frenemies Are For by Sophie Littlefield and Lauren Gershell is 289 cutthroat pages long and is available from Ballantine Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.